And good morning, Dave. Thanks for filling in for Frank. He deserves a little bit of time off.
Well, thanks for filling in for me.
Sure, you're welcome. Good morning. The weather this week is expected to be more cooperative for those fighting the Shadow Lake Fire 15 miles northwest of Sisters. Temperatures and humidity are expected to change early this week and moderate fire behavior. The fire is now 25% contained. It has charred about 10,500 acres. Much of that is new acreage from intentional burning carried out over the weekend to establish fire lines. Well, fire danger is prompting fire restrictions on local forests that haven't been in effect since 2007. Spokesperson Lisa Clark says the restrictions went into place Saturday morning just after midnight and will probably remain in effect for at least several days or weeks. Campfires and smoking are restricted in the Deschutes and Ochoco National Forest and Crooked River National Grassland. Motorized vehicles, including ATVs, are also banned from many areas right now.
I think also the main thing, something that's important for people to know, is that this does also affect where your ATVs can go. The trails for both the Bend Fort Rock and the Bureau of Land Management are closed. We do still allow people to use the Rosalind and Milliken ODOT play areas. But other than that, the ATV riding is closed.
She says they're also seeing similar closures in nearby areas, so check first before you leave for an ATV or hunting trip in other parts of Oregon. The Bonneville Power Administration is watching the investigation into the southern U.S. outage very carefully. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports they want to prevent the same thing from happening here.
The outage was caused by a worker making a routine repair in Yuma, Arizona, but why it killed power to 6 million people is still unclear.
About everybody in the energy industry is going to be watching it very carefully.
BPA's Michael Milstein says a worse outage happened here in 1996 when a tree hit a line and power went out along the West Coast. That changed the way they deal with trees growing near power lines.
We have teams of people who worry about this sort of thing.
It's too soon to tell for certain, but the high power demand because of hotter than normal weather might have contributed to the cascading effect on the grid. In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Consumers are noticing the disappearance of many free checking accounts and even new fees on debit card use. Kyle Frick with Mid-Oregon Credit Union says these trends are in reaction to regulations coming from the federal government. He says more people seem to be coming to the credit union in reaction to these new fees on services that used to be free.
We're seeing a lot more people that are finding the credit union because as you know, the financial models change for the different financial institutions, they're looking at the value proposition. And they're saying, hey, you know, credit unions have a great value proposition, and we still offer things like free checking, and in a lot of cases, because of the way we're structured, we have lower costs.
Another problem facing some banks is that fewer people are borrowing money and fewer people are qualified to get a loan. Frick says at the credit union, they're also seeing fewer borrowers and more people aggressively paying down their debt. While another bank is pulling out of Bend, officials at West Coast Bank say they're closing both of their branches here in Bend. The closures will occur in early December and will eliminate 8 or 9 local positions. The bank has had some problems complying with federal and state regulations regarding on-hand cash levels. The FDIC issued a cease and desist order in October of 2009, alleging the bank had conducted unsafe and unsound banking practices by failing to maintain sufficient liquidity and capital to cover poor quality loans. West Coast Bank raised the required capital and met other requirements, allowing the FDIC to terminate that order. In a positive business story, Bend's newest pub will be opening its doors today in Bend. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
The Platypus Pub on 3rd Street is owned by the people who own the brew shop formerly off of Division. Now the Platypus Pub and the brew shop will be in the same building. They will sell brew supplies upstairs as well as offer a pub in the basement. Co-owner Tom Gillis says they did a lot of renovation to the former Ernesto's building.
Well, there was a lot of cleanup work, and the main level was originally the restaurant, and that's now our retail spot for the brew shop. So we just cleared out some of the risers and an extra stairway. And then downstairs, the lounge was known for a smoky atmosphere, and we took the carpet out and cleaned it and scrubbed it and just made it come back to life.
The Platypus Pub opens today at 11 a.m. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
And coming up next on your local news at 6:30, Nike is going back to the future. We'll have a special report. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.